This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening this weekend at the Douglas County Fairgrounds on Saturday. Umpqua Valley fly fishers and fly fishing veterans with the Southern Oregon Fly Tying and Fishing Expo. And Mike McCoy is in. I understand you've been doing this for a long time.
I've been doing this for decades, Kyle. Thanks for bringing me in today.
So talk about what's going to happen on Saturday. What will people see if they come out?
We've got all kinds of activities going on. Over 50 of the best fly tiers in the Pacific Northwest are going to be there. And you're going to see some amazing creations made, and you can be up close and personal with them.
So what is it about a fly tying? Kind of explain the art there.
It seems really complicated. Most people have probably seen a fishing fly, and it looks like, wow, that must be really difficult. But really, it's a process, and once you see it done, it's like it really makes sense. And the people that are demonstrating their skills obviously have been doing this for a very long time, and they're really expert at it.
And you're finding people from all over the place. When you got started, what made you interested in fly fishing?
I think for a lot of people, fly fishing, it looks attractive. You're doing something that looks fun. You're using light gear. Obviously, it's really an effective way to fish. Most people get started, with a hook and a worm. And a lot of people gravitate, to something, that is along this line.
And is there a particular color preference that you really like?
Colors, there's a real spectrum of colors in fly tying and fishing. Obviously, you're trying to represent the native insects. Around here, red tends to be a good, really good color for trout. I'm not sure why, but they seem to prefer red in their flies.
Now, this is not the first year you've done this expo, right?
No, we've done this for years and years. It's a joint sponsorship with the Fly Fishing Veterans and our group. We both have really active clubs that support each other. And where we've done it has moved around a little bit. Being at the fairgrounds is really an ideal setting. We've got lots of room and lots of other stuff going on while the tying is happening.
So you can, for somebody who's kind of wanted to try this, but really honestly thinks they probably don't know what they're doing, sounds like a good learning opportunity.
It's a great learning opportunity, both for tying, if you've never tried that, but would sort of like take your hand at it. We have an education table there. You can sit down and give it a whirl with somebody right next to you helping you out. If casting is something that looks like you'd like to try, and for most people it is, we have a practice session area right outside the venue. And we also have, if you're already an experienced fly fisher, a challenge course set up in the park right down from the main venue site where you can test your skills.
Now, talk about this fly fishing simulator.
Fly fishing simulator that we're going to have on site. It was recently developed. It's like an AI experience, to be honest, except it's also physically happening to you. So there's a fish. You get to choose what kind of fish you want to play. You have a rod and reel. It's set up to a machine, and the machine mimics what that fish would do, and you play it on the rod and reel. I've seen people come away sweating, so it's a pretty interesting experience.
Wow, that sounds like pretty high tech there.
It really is sort of over the edge on high tech.
Now you work with the fly fishing veterans on this as well, because there's a big emphasis in fly fishing for veterans.
Absolutely. One of the things they've found countrywide is that getting out on, in, or around water really has a beneficial effect for people that may be struggling a little bit. And the veterans group really emphasizes getting their veterans out there on the water doing some peaceful, constructive activities with other great people.
Now, you've got silent auctions, raffles. Talk about those.
Yeah, all day long we have great raffles set up where you can take a chance and get some really nice equipment and other stuff related to fishing. We have silent auction going on all day as well, where you can pick up really nice equipment, sometimes for a great price, maybe a guided fishing trip somewhere in the area, or artwork that if you just need to have a little simulation at home of something pleasant and pretty.
And you've got food trucks out there too.
Food trucks are going to be there starting, you know, early, late morning. And so, you know, you can take care of that need as well.
And what's the admission for this?
The admission is two items of non-perishable food, which go to a local food group, or $5 a head for adults.
And if people want to find out more before the weekend, where do they go?
They can go to either of our websites, the Veterans Fly Fishers or the Umpqua Valley Fly Fishers, and find out a little bit more about it.
All right, Mike McCoy from Umpqua Valley Fly Fishers, that event on Saturday, 9 to 4 at the fairgrounds. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Kylie.
8:40 at the Morning Report. 7:30.